Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
Hi, Dr. Kirsten Zimke with us in the studio.
Good morning.
In the studio, at the radio, in the studio.
Good morning. We've got the spooky Halloween special today. I'm American. I love Halloween, so don't at me. New Zealand doesn't have to do it. We don't have to become American. I don't want to, you know, New Zealand to change, but I like it.
I'm unfortunately terribly addicted to fireworks and Guy Fawkes, so yeah. My focus is a little past the day of Halloween.
But I'm a Halloween person, so I've...
Do you have a costume organised? Do you have a costume prepared? Are you ready with a costume? You have a costume?
Not yet. I'm thinking about it. I've got decorations. I've got the candy. No one's going to come to my house. I've got scary music to play while they come in, but no one comes.
Isn't it scarier if no one comes? So they're just waiting.
Yeah, you're sitting there alone. Yeah. Yeah, no, I love it.
Or someone turns up and it's actually not for Halloween. It's actually just trying to sell you something or... Oh, you know, excuse me, do you know if I can borrow your phone or something?
I have a package. So what we're doing today is Gregorian chant.
Oh, John!
I heard you guys.
Yeah,
John
loves Gregorian chant.
Chanting. I heard you guys.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is why is it scary?
Is that an instrument in itself? I guess it is. The voice
is
an
instrument. It's a sound.
Sounds. Hey, we're all about the sound.
It's a sound. So, but why is it scary to us, right? It's some men singing, and they're singing holy stuff. In fact, to the Catholic Church, it's the holiest way to musically praise God. Why is it scary?
How did they define it was the holiest way to praise God?
They have a pope. They can make these unilateral decisions.
They have an app for it or something.
The music most suitable for worship. There you go. So it's men and boys singing.
Uh-huh.
Now you can have women, but that's new.
Catholic Church, come on.
And it's monophonic, meaning everyone's singing the same note together.
We tried to do that earlier on this morning. Did you hear it?
Yeah. I heard you. Unaccompanied monophonic sound. Monophonic singing. Roman Catholic Church.
God will definitely be listening.
Oh, you wait. It's going to get even better. So the first track we're going to play...
Luckily, you just looked up at the clock then for some reason.
Because I want to make sure.
Like God works to a schedule.
I want to make sure we get time for the one song I want to play.
We've got time.
Do we? Where there is love, there is always time.
That's true.
And nothing is too much
trouble. Would you like a cup of kindness?
Oh, it's going to get worse today. So this first song, it looks like it's called Sadness, but it's actually Sadeness.
Oh.
It's to the Marquis de Sade. Sex is painful. And so they're starting to creep it out, right? Like using it
monistic.
But these guys, Enigma, actually kind of became just general world beat, put anything to a beat in the end.
How big this was? Because I was working in record stores when this was...
number one in 24 countries.
Chugging out the door. So don't lie, your house has probably got one.
But guess what? They stole the chant from some real chanters and had to pay them later. They got sued.
Good job.
Copyright.
Good job. Mind you of anyone?
No, be quiet.
Sorry.
So they had a lawsuit.
Just a couple of, where were they from?
They're French. I think they're French.
Or Dutch or something, I thought.
Yeah, it's a couple.
Shall we hear Sardanus?
Yeah. Sardanus.
Oh, you can see why it captivated the world immediately, can't you?
Hey, great acoustics in churches and dungeons. This was a dance hit.
You just waited for some 80s rap to come in over the top. Yeah.
It was number one on the Billboard dance chart.
Different times, weren't they? It's got your hips quivering though, hasn't it?
Oh, be quiet.
Wow, just saying. Cool as I see it.
It was from a three-part sort of musical thing called Principles of Lust.
Oh, of lust?
Yes, because this is the
Sardanus.
Sardanus.
I guess it's quite bold of them to experiment with it and sort of bust it out there and say that this is here's our album.
Yeah, well...
Seems ridiculous now, to be honest.
And it became... so they did get sued by an original group that they kind of stole the chant from. some Gregorian chant groups did get some mileage after this.
Get invited
to perform and sold albums to people that wouldn't have normally sold
albums. And still probably are doing very well out of the interest
in it. In the world music sort of thing now. Oh, we get our pan flute.
Normally about this time you normally get some sort of Greek sort of there, you know, those
that
ones.
Was wonderful sort of like a too bad you weren't in the studio.
Gypsy Kings-ish thing. Okay.
Okay, this is terrible. Okay.
How many times did you walk through a shopping mall and that crap was playing?
Oh, no, just, elevators. Oh, I feel like shopping now, actually. Okay, now this one.
What about these? Good on you. Oh, yes, that's nice. Yes, yes,
yes. Would you like milk with that, sir? That's the Sa de Moi.
And the poo, 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 poo. Is that the pain?
Okay, now this is what I wanted to play today and I wanted to have time for. This is my Halloween one. So this is going to explain why...
Oh, I love the song.
Why is Gregorian chant is so scary. So this is called Ave Satani, which literally means Hail Satan.
I see this bit here, the beginning of it there. And it says, is that from the movie?
Yeah, so this is from The Omen. And he won the Oscar for Best Song, Best Musical Soundtrack. And he's a great, you know, composer for film music. But he took the actual mass and changed it. So it says, Hail Satan. We drink the blood and body of Satan. So if you're in your car, why don't you sing along and see what happens? He literally took it and...
This is terrifying in the movie.
Terrifying.
Well, what happens to you when you sing it out loud? Hail Satan. We drink the blood, we drink the body. Hail the Antichrist, body of Satan. Go ahead, sing along.
Pass me a serviette, please.
You're not scared.
Oh, Jesus, this is terrifying. I feel like I'm.
It's just a cold breeze coming through here right now.
Anybody who in the next minute stubs their toe is going to go, ah! Or drops a plate or something, or accidentally walks in front of a car. Take your headphones out.
Oh my God, what was that sound?
Burn it. Bit of Pink Panther in there. Burn it. Discordant organ in the background there. It'd be quite interesting trying to get that one across the board at the production meeting. So what I've done is I've turned them around and I've said Hail Satan instead.
Yeah, same lyrics. And it's, so he calls it the Black Mass. It's so metal. This is the metalist song, isn't it?
If you're a metal band and you use this as an intro, you better have something really good to come on stage with. Your first song better be devastating. Otherwise, you're going to sound like a bunch of dorks.
I've got goat feet now, and I'm growing horns.
Ooh, I feel like a cup of despair and pestilence now. And then does it bust into Carmina Burana and all that? Is that in there as well?
No.
No, but in the movie, does it?
Because he did all original. He wrote that.
Oh, that's unsettling.
That's so awesome. I wanted to make sure.
I need to read out a list of people you could call. in one of those situations, if you feel uncomfortable or sad or just need someone to talk to, hi, we're here 309-3879. You can always call us. Anyway, so what's next?
Okay, so the last one is the Yardbirds from 1965. '65, and you know, so they were playing with adding weird sounds like this. This is before the Beatles, you know, before Pet Sounds. A lot of people feel that this is sort of a precursor to Velvet Underground, which is sort of playing with stuff like adding Gregorian chant into your rock.
Add a chant into your rock. Help yourself. All right, let's have a listen to this is the Yardbirds.
Yeah,
assassinated by the person singing the deepest bit.
It's a great sound.
It's like they get a cartoon bear or something to do the deep voice. You know what? There's a theory. I think it's an. I might be wrong about it. It's an Ayurvedic theory that the first weapons in the world were created by voice.
See the stars come falling down from the sky.
But this was sort of a Britpop band at the time, and then they started doing this. And ex-guitarist of the band, Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton. Just a little name drop in here.
Yeah. Big chanters.
But the chant goes back to the 8th century. I think it was one of them.
Yeah.
It's an old sound.
Just got a text message from a friend of mine. He used to play it over and over all day at Dragon Space. Do you remember the witch's shop up in the... used to be at the top of Mount Eden Road?
No, but they played the Satan one. Satani.
Loved it. Then in Estonia, went to the oldest church, which was on top of an ancient site because of Gregorian music. Ended up in catacombs where there was a healing area. Trippiest thing ever. We saw the music in colour. P.S. dressed as a goat for a sing-along sound of music. What? People, you know people, and you just don't really know them there. Johnny and I were talking before, and I said this about another song. I said, oh, this sort of song, I might just go and get a drink at the bar, go next door and get a drink at the bar, sort of thing. This might be one of those. This one here.
I just want to.
It's a little serious for me.
This one, you want to be on a horse, don't you?
Miniature horse, maybe.
Oh, a horse. In the desert. I'm feeling more Western than Catholic.
It sounds like you're feeling pretty cosplay.
Ooh, I went to Armageddon.
Did you? How was it?
No, it was crowded. It was crap.
Yeah,
it was good.
Did you have costume envy?
There were some great costumes there.
Yeah, I saw some great pictures. See, this chart's going nowhere. Those other ones were great. I'm not happy with that one.
But yeah, go try the Hail Satan one. Maybe on Halloween at midnight or something.
Absolutely, on loop.
Yeah.
BFM should just play that for 12 hours, for 6 hours and 66 seconds.
You could use it as proof. Either Satan or God exists or not. So go for it and see what happens to you.
Well, there's lots of ways you can try and prove that to yourself. But no real definitive way, is there?
Well, let's try it. Invoke Satan and see
just,
what happens.
No, what I've just done there is just invoked a whole bunch of letters from people I don't want letters from.
Oh. Pro or con?
That woman on that plane one time. Oh.
Pro God, con God.
I mean, everyone's entitled to think what they want, but I sat to sit next to some lady on the plane once after a big weekend of DJing and then DJing on top of DJing and then flying back with a lady who just wouldn't stop trying to convince me to take in the light of the Lord, and to the point where everyone else in the plane was going, shut up to her.
That sounds like something my parents would do, to be honest.
It almost scaled me to the bone. Some of the hardest thing I've had to deal with, trying to be pleasant and
how to make an
dismissive at the same time, you know, but without being a prick. Anyway, but so there we go. There's the Gregorian chant.
Okay, well, hail Satan, everyone. Have a great weekend.
If people want to buy a Gregorian chant, are they available on eBay? What do they cost? They're free, aren't they?
That's all right. Yeah, you can make them at home. You just need some catacombs for the echo.
Practice. Well, you know, practice makes perfect with the Gregorian chants. Yeah, and so get a bunch of, maybe you've got a touch rugby team or a bunch of your like sort of your drinking companions or something like that. That's good. Drinking's a good way to start.
Yep. Go up to the Devonport Caves.
Yeah. Oh, that's great up there.
Hum it in there.
Just hum it. Just have hum one up there in the old jazz club, and or just anywhere. If you're in a lift, if there's four or five of you in a lift with two other people who aren't, you don't know, start one up there.
Yeah, we can print the text, the Latin text for you online.
Start singing that Omen one in the lift. Dear. Omen's scary. Yeah, that's a scary.
So was Sam Neill.
But yeah, I know.
I know.
He's scary.
Great.
Yeah, he's scary. Yeah. He's been in some great movies. Hey, Kirsten, thank you very much for coming in again.
You're
always
welcome.
A pleasure. Always interesting. And now, for the finals, before we play the outro, I ask you, what can we expect next week? Next week. Next week.
We are doing Roland 808.
Enjoy the ride. That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.